You deserve to live life with confidence.
We're your hosts, Brooke Brewer
and Danny Mullen, here from Raw Fitness. Confidently Flawed is a podcast dedicated to bringing you the secret sauce and helping you look good and feel even better.
What's holding you back from being the most confident you?
What's up, guys? Danny here, back for another Confidently Flawed podcast episode. And I have something for you guys this, really the next 3 weeks that I really want to share. It's something that we've been talking a lot about here at Raw Fitness, our facility gym here. And it really dives into like, what are the successful people doing to be healthy, right? So what are they doing to get stronger? What are they doing to be consistent with their workouts? What are they doing to eat better? What are they doing to just live a healthier, leaner, stronger life for themselves that translates into all areas of their life, right? Their relationship is better. Their career is generally better. Everything takes off and skyrockets when we focus and aim on our health and fitness. So the ones that lose weight, that maintain the weight loss, that do that, they really, we've been studying this a lot really over the last 14 months. And we have found all the most successful people that we've interacted with. And me being in the fitness industry, I've worked with some of the healthiest people to walk the planet, right? And one thing that they have shown me is these three things that they all do, right? No matter what the situation is, all of them, not a portion of them, all of them are doing this. So I wanted to split this up and do a little, you know, kind of background on what these three things are. So the first thing that we are going to talk about is the fitness side of things, right? It seems pretty straightforward, but everybody that is healthy, everybody that is lean, everybody that is strong and fit, they all focus on the right type of fitness. And the healthiest individuals generally are going to do two primary things, and I'll say like a third ancillary thing to be the healthiest version of themselves and turn it into that lifestyle, right? How many times do we hear that I want this to be my lifestyle? I want this to just be who I am. And what they generally do is they focus on doing strength training first. Their primary source of fitness is coming from strength training, because that's going to increase your metabolism. That's going to increase your lean muscle mass, which as we age gets, you know, diminishes. And it's just going to help hormonally. It's going to help in so many facets of your life when you're focusing on strength training. It helps internally as well, just because you're going to use the blood sugar in your body. A lot of us have excess blood sugar because we eat, you know, too many simple sugars and things like that in our diet. So it's so important. If you want to be healthy, lean, strong, energetic, you need to start with doing some strength training. The healthiest people that I know all do some form of strength training. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Do two or three times a week, preferably three, with some form of strength training. And for most people, they don't work out enough that do total body every time, right? Hit your upper body, hit your lower body, hit your front side of your body, back side of your body, and you're good. So the healthiest people all do some form of strength training. The second thing that they do is they all do some form of getting their heart rate up and burning calories throughout the day. And so what they do for this is they do intermittents of intervals, right? Or metabolic training. They get their heart rate up really high and then bring it back down. Get their heart rate up really high and then bring it back down. There's so many benefits to doing some interval training for cardiovascular in nature, but also just to burn a ton of calories. And most of us, yes, we want to be healthy, but a lot of us want to look better. We want to feel better. And doing interval training with your strength training is going to be the best way to get that. That's why at Raw Fitness, we do metabolic intervals while we also do strength training, because we know that is going to give you the best bang for your buck, so you can live a long, healthy, enjoyable life and be the fittest, the healthiest, the leanest, the strongest you have ever been by doing those two modalities of training. And the benefit is your body composition and your energy and your life just becomes so much better. So all the people that I know that are the absolute healthiest and maintain it for a long period of time, they do strength training a few days a week. They intermittent with some little intervals a couple days a week, right? Maybe it's the same day within the same workout, you know, do some strength training and then finish your workout with some intervals. You know, it doesn't quite matter, but they're generally working out three, four, sometimes five times a week. Usually three or four is a good sweet spot. Intermittent of strength training with those intervals. The last piece, the third kind of piece is a little more ancillary, is called NEAT training, where it's essentially it's just getting more movement in throughout the day. And so it doesn't have to be intense. And notice I said 3 or 4 days of a little bit more moderate to intense. The other days, or even those days that you're working out, should be just low intensity. We are meant to move as human beings, and we are meant to do some moderate to intense training. Or, you know, think back to our ancestral days. You know, we had to go hunt for our food, or we had to run away from danger. Like, it is normal for our bodies to do intermittent spurts of intense workouts, but doing 5, 6, 7 days a week is not, it's not what our bodies are meant to do. And I've been doing this for 15 years. I never train that much. It's not needed. And we always encourage 3 to 4 times a week. For the most people, that's the sweet spot. Cause here's the thing too, like, fitness is a form of stress. It's good stress, but it's still a form of stress. So if you are overdoing it and you're stressed already all the time, doing more workouts, doing more than 4 workouts that are intense every single week is probably going to not do you a favor. You're probably gonna have nagging injuries. Your energy will probably be fluctuating, right? You're not gonna feel your best, and you're definitely not gonna be able to lose weight if your goal is to lose weight and build muscle. It's not gonna happen. So doing more is not necessarily better. So we encourage a more moderate 3 to 4 times a week with lots of movement outside of that. Walking, hiking, you know, maybe some light swimming, you know, little, like just a stroll with on the bike. Like, it doesn't have to be intense, but you should try to get movement every day. Get movement in for 30 minutes a day. That could be yoga, that could be stretching, that could be walking, that could be, you know, a light swim, something like that. Just a leisure stroll on the bike, not intensity. But try to get something in every day for 30 minutes, with 3 or 4 days being more intense. One rule of thumb that we always, you know, encourage: if you can get 8 to 10,000 steps a day and your 3 to 4 workouts in mixed with strength and HIIT, you're probably going to be good. If you do those things with your fitness and focus on your fitness first, because it's generally the hardest to kind of get into for most people because they're not that motivated to do it, right? Here's a quick tip to get more motivated: is you got to fake it. Get accountability. Get somebody to hold you accountable. Then that's how you get over that hump, the motivation aspect. And that's how you actually follow through. Get someone to hold you accountable. So my tips are: get 3 to 4 workouts in a week, mix with for sure strength training with a little bit of intervals and metabolic training to get your heart rate up and burn a lot of calories. Secondly, after those two, is to just get a lot of steps in, get light intensity movement. The rest of the day is 30 minutes. Go for a walk, try to get 8 to 10,000 steps creatively throughout your day, and you will start to live like those healthy individuals that you know and love. And that is what they do. They move throughout the day. They get their strength training in. They get their metabolic training in. And that is why they are lean. That is why they're strong. That is why they're loving their life. That is why they're, you know, able to maintain it for a long period of time and just make it part of who they are. So hope you enjoyed that. As always, guys, if you get some value from this episode, and you know somebody else that would also value this information, we don't do ads. We don't promote anything. All we do is you help us share this message. It's free content for everybody here in the community. So share it. Give us a rating and review on Spotify, iTunes. That is how we grow our message. And that is all that we ask in return for doing these episodes. So until next time, when we go into part number 2 of what those healthiest individuals that you know do every single week in order to maintain their health and fitness for a long period of time. So until next time, we'll dive into part 2 of this little 3-part series.